Hello, hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. My name is Eli Hill, and today with me I have...
Mr. Westbrook.
And...
Landon Boyd.
How has y'all's day been today?
Man, it's been great. What a day. What an awesome day, right, Landon?
Yeah, it's been pretty fantastic. I had to do two tests back-to-back, and it was...
Oh, yeah, the finals week...
I'm giving tests, so it is fun.
That's his job. We take the test, he gives the test.
Yeah, it's been great. Good day.
This is the first time we have you on the podcast. Normally you listen to all of our finished ones and approve them, so.
I won't have to do that this time. I'll know right where the parts are that we need to cut out.
Exactly, so.
I like it.
Are you excited?
What a great space we have here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to have you on the show and everything.
Thank you.
And today we're going to be talking about the Hornet Media Extravaganza that we did last week, our 6-hour live stream event. So you've done the 6-hour live stream events before at your old schools, right?
Yes.
How is it coming from your old school to here?
Oh, it's great. I thought y'all did a really wonderful job. I thought it was really awesome. It took me a couple days to recover. I was really exhausted.
Yeah.
I think everybody else was too. But, you know, I was nervous a little bit leading up to it. Not that y'all wouldn't do a good job. Not that you wouldn't perform. I was more nervous on the technical side. You know, just keeping the live stream connected for 6 hours at a brand new school. Were we going to be interrupted by a bell or the intercom or those type of things? You know, would the guests have a good experience getting into the school? Would they be held up at the door? All those things that, you know, just are new for everybody was really more my concern, more than the actual on-air side of things, just making sure that we did our job from behind the scenes, and I thought that went really well. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous, granted, because this is like my first time I've ever done that. Landon, is this the first time you've ever done something like this?
Oh yeah, it really is.
Were you excited or nervous for it?
Well, I was excited for like helping in like the background kind of stuff, but on air, that was a bit nerve-wracking itself.
You see, that's for me, it's the opposite. I was more nervous running that board because we had an entire thing planned out. And we had who was doing what and everything each hour listed. I was the technical director for the last 2 hours, so I messed with the board and everything, changed cameras. That's what I was nervous about.
The switcher or the panel is what that's referred to.
That's what I was scared about. You were scared about the on-air stuff. Since I'm in theater and stuff, I wasn't as nervous about that because I'm kind of used to it more.
You did a good job with the interviews, Eli.
Thank you.
I thought you did. And Landon, I think at some point in this podcast, I'm not trying to take over, Eli, you're the host, but at some point we need to get to the reverb of the TV being on, tell that story as to what happened there.
Yeah, we have a bunch of little stories that y'all might not know of what happened because it's kind of a behind the scenes thing, but we'll get into that. We'll get more into that later. So were you excited to be able to teach us how to do a new live stream and everything?
Yeah, you know, I really wish I would have spent a little bit more time with each of you before we actually went live. I mean, in some ways, yes, it was your very first time to have a major live event like this, but there wasn't a lot of practice leading up to it either. So I do say that the things you work on in class is a part of the practice, you know, in an edited environment. It's just, this is slightly different. It's the same concepts, you know, so you were practicing how to talk, how to do an interview, how to run the switcher, how to play the commercials. It's just not in the same environment, not in a high-pressure situation of being live, but that's what makes it great, right? So, I would love to have more time to work with y'all throughout the semester, but we're doing so many other things. Y'all are involved in so many other organizations that we just use the class time that we have available, a little bit of buzz time here and there, maybe an occasional after-school practice, and we do the best we can in the time frame that we have available, but I thought that it went better than I expected, considering the amount of time that we had to prepare for it.
Yeah, because we didn't really have a lot of stuff prepared the week that we were supposed to do it.
Yeah, so, you know, 2 weeks out, coming back from Thanksgiving break, I said to everybody, if you're going to do a recorded segment, it has to be done during this 5 days. We need it on Friday, and that didn't happen. We had a lot of stuff that just took longer to do. We had to do some redos. Maybe people weren't available. So, yeah, a little bit of what I call a motivational moment during buzz time on the week of, the Tuesday of the event. Was that right? 2 days before, right?
Yeah,
48
Tuesday.
Hours before, I said, you know what? We might just have to postpone this thing if we don't figure it out. And that day, We ended up lining up about 6 or 7 segments that all came through on the show, which made a big difference. So I call it a motivational technique that worked out well for us.
Just tell them we're going to postpone it. Then we got to just keep on rolling them out. We also had Matthew come down and help us, which was really needed, in my opinion.
Yeah, so Matthew is a senior at Wachita Baptist, and he's been directing shows, mainly sports productions, for a while. He does a lot with Wachita Baptist in their communications department. And so he's had 4 years of experience of this, and he was fabulous on the technical side of things. As a director behind the scenes, it allowed me to work with the on-air talent when changes occurred. And without him, we could have done it, but not nearly to the level that the show was performed at because of him. So I wanted to also bring him in to show you kind of the next level, you know, because as you're learning just how to press the very basic buttons to get the show on the air, he is at the top of the list when it comes to the chain of command in a show. He's the director. He has the final say on things. He makes the decisions. He tells everybody else what to do. And that's what you work for. Y'all are at the high school level learning the basics. He's at the college level learning how to be a pro, to take it to the next level, to eventually go get a job. So not to say you couldn't be a technical director or an on-air person, you know, and not still have a say in the matter. But as the director, he is, you know, that's how you climb the ladder to get to the top, to be able to be the one that makes the decisions. And ultimately, you know, succeed and fail with the show. Now, a lot of that falls back to me, too, which is why I brought him in here so that it would go a lot smoother. And I thought he did an awesome, awesome job. It was good to have
him
here.
He was great to work with and everything.
And also, he's a little bit of the calm to my storm, too. He remained calm at all moments when I'm not sure I would be able to do that had I been in charge for the 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, hour one when the headset was thrown?
No, it was lightly tossed. It was hour two, and Landon, it was actually in this moment, the story I was talking about a minute ago. Do you want to tell them what happened when you went on air for hour two, and then I'll explain what I saw from outside the glass and why I was upset.
So during hour two, it was while I was anchoring, and when we were getting off back from a break, the TV wasn't muted, and so when we started talking, we started hearing the echoes of ourselves and kind of threw us off our A game. And it took about 2 minutes or so to get that thing back unmuted. And because they couldn't hear that outside, it just looked like we were messing up for no reason.
Right. So the TV is in the studio as a program monitor for the anchors to see what's happening. And I had just run in there to talk to Kylie and to talk to Landon and kind of give them some instructions. We were changing up the hour a little bit. And so as I left the studio and then I saw that unfolding from my vantage point, I was really frustrated with myself because I thought, man, I just put them in a bad situation. I asked them to do too much. I changed things up on them. And this was the result. They were freezing up on the air a little bit, it seemed like. And so I was really mad that I felt like I had failed them. So yeah, the headset was lightly tossed onto the table. But then later talking to Kylie and getting an explanation that the TV was on, it was really more the, you know, just in the control, the floor director and whatnot, and just not being on the same page there. It's really tough when you have an echo right there by your head, basically, a couple feet away to try to continue to talk. And so what finally made me realize it is when I went back and rewatched it, when Landon said his name, he just gave this smirk, this face that was like, something's not right here. And I thought, he knows his own name, so it's not that he's messing up there. There must be something else here. And that's when I asked Kylie about it, and she told me about the TV. So, you know, just a couple moments like that happened along the way.
Headset was lightly tossed.
Yeah, but you're talking, what, 25, 26 students putting on the production. I know everybody's not working each hour, but that's a lot of students, a lot of moving parts, and we had very few blunders like that, you know, over the course of the 6 hours.
One of those blunders that happened was probably one of my favorite moments.
Okay,
but we'll get to that in a minute. The next thing I want to ask is, or not necessarily ask, it was talk about, is why we did it, the live stream, and it was mainly to fund our competitions going to competitions later in this year.
So we ended up getting $725 in donations, which was way awesome.
Nice.
And so, you know, you two are seniors. You won't really get to benefit from this the way others will.
Yeah.
But We hope to have businesses involved in the future. So maybe a title sponsor where they get mentioned every hour.
Yeah.
And they actually just, you know, send us money that way. And then maybe you get a sponsor that sponsors an hour at a time for a couple of $100. Then that takes away the pressure of trying to come on the air and ask people for money. If you can get that up front from the businesses, it's one less thing y'all have to worry about while you're on the air. And then you've already got your funding kind of set. But yeah, the money will go towards our competitions and our travel. And that reminds me, a sponsor, a business did actually call me back.
Really?
Monday, and I need to call them back now. So maybe they'll still do something for us. I don't know. We'll see.
That's nice.
But yeah, I think it's that's one reason we did it. The other big reason is, I know I'm long-winded here as my stories, but what I have found through the television programs, whether it's at this school or another school, is that you don't always realize maybe what the athlete is doing or what the theater student is doing, or in a lot of cases, what the adults are doing on this campus, right? Because I'm not saying we all have to be best friends, but I want to try to bridge the gap between different groups and different people on campus so that you understand how hard people are working.
Yeah.
And whether it's in their craft for a sport or for it's an adult in their classroom. And so what this does is it showcases a lot of different people from the community, from the campus, from the district, and it gives you a chance to see part of their job, right? But then they also get to see a part of your job, what you're doing in this class. We've had a lot of people come in and say things after the fact now about, wow, you know, we had some teachers who didn't even know we had this studio set up here, you know, just like I don't know. I haven't been in the volleyball arena. You know, there's places I haven't been on this campus. I don't know what it looks like yet. So with this being new, with me being new, that's a way that we can kind of
connect.
Connect. And so that's a huge part of what we're trying to do here, because that's life. Again, not everybody has to be friends, but you have to know that there are other people around you and that they're doing things, and you have to appreciate that and try to find ways to support others along the way. So that's another big reason why we do it.
I mean, that kind of helped with me doing the interviews, getting connected with some of the teachers, like Mr. Scarlett. I knew who he was and I knew what he did, but I didn't know how long that he was here at school until we did the interviews. And I'm like, well, that's kind of something cool to know.
Or how about Mrs. Shin that you interviewed and the fact that you may not remember much of the interview, but just the fact that there's over 30 languages spoken in this district, so somebody has to be in charge of that and help those students. And I mean, that's a big undertaking. That's a really neat thing.
And I want to get into my next thing, and I want to ask y'all both, and I'll answer too. Did y'all have a favorite segment? Not necessarily like a favorite moment or funniest moment, like favorite something we did.
What do you think, Landon?
Well, I really did like when Mrs. Moss came on.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. I thought that whole segment was really nice. She also gave us free chili.
She gave us chili,
and candies.
So. I thought she was gonna make chili. She ended up making the chocolate.
Oh, she did make the chili though. She had made that ahead of time, but not on the show. Yeah. So that was your favorite moment, favorite segment?
Oh, I just thought it was the best because I got free food out of it.
Yeah. So Mrs. Moss made me a sample pack that she brought up the next day that I got to take home. Pretty awesome stuff. Yeah.
Getting the special stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, I would have brought it back up here, but I knew that my wife would not be happy if she didn't, you know, y'all devoured it and she's left with like crumbs. So I couldn't do that.
Well, I mean, your first and second period devoured all the leftover food we had.
They did. So. Yeah. All right. You go next, Eli, and then I'll.
My favorite segment. making the Grinch slime.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
That was hilarious. That was the sass that she brought.
Yeah, yeah. Spencer Forga.
She was a natural at it.
Yeah, and Carly did a good job making her slime with her, and then Kylie kind of leading the interview process there, I guess you'd call it. That segment probably stole the show. So I'll say that the Spencer Forga segment's at the top of my list. Miss Moss as well, right there. If I had to round out a top three, I'm just saying, probably the dad jokes. Probably the dad jokes, okay?
Listen, I'm a big fan of dad jokes, but those were just...
The dad jokes. And then, you know, if not that, the gingerbread competition in the first hour actually worked out really well.
Yeah.
It had like six students up there. That was a lot of fun. And then I'll give you just kind of a sentimental moment, because The sign off at the end is always a great moment for me. Okay. Because one, y'all were telling me to wrap it up and hurry up and get in there. That was really funny. Y'all were ready to be done, but just, I got a picture of y'all and just, seeing y'all in there and knowing that we had made it to the end. Everybody was alive, you know, everybody was, I think, happy, maybe a little bit tired. But my wife actually sent me a picture of Holt standing in front of the TV at home watching that sign off too. And so it was really cool to see that, you know, and to see y'all finally get to the end of the show and just everybody saying bye. That was a great moment
and
too.
Liam messing up his sign off.
Well, you know, yeah. Kylie jumping in with her name and then Asher and everybody else. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. That, and then we'll go into the funniest moment, because, I mean, if we want to kind of combine those sections together. Landon, do you have a funniest moment?
Landon's involved in two of my funniest moments that I remember. Poor Mia. She's going to get brought up here again.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, you saying during our live interview that we did that you had Mia that you were going to interview later and that she scared you, that made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, you're not going to live that one down.
I messaged her about it, and she's like, I'm so sorry, Landon. I don't mean to
And then
you.
the other great moment, because Landon's so serious. Kylie says, we can't forget the reason why we're here, Landon. And Landon says, why?
Yeah.
He couldn't remember or had a freeze up or something.
She said that. And
that's the TV situation. Okay,
it was like a few minutes right after, and I was still thinking about it, and I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Those are funny. Ariel tried to high-five Carly, and she didn't see her, and so then she just gave herself a high-five.
Do we want to talk about the mess-up on the commercial?
We had the mess-up. Asher was at the technical director station, and one of the buttons got pressed in the wrong direction, and so he thought he was playing the show. The show was still playing. You could hear the audio, but it went back live to Carson Hobson at the set, and she just kind of slowly puts her phone down, looks left, looks right.
Looks at the camera. Starts.
It took us 5 seconds, I think 5 or 6 seconds from the time the mistake happened to get it back, which wasn't bad, you know. So, yeah, those were a couple funny moments for sure. Yeah.
Those are my top ones.
Would you do it again? Would you do the live event again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I had such a great time doing it. It was fun actually being part of the reporters and interviewing everything. And I had a good time talking to Brooks, who did the live podcast.
Yep.
Mr. Scarlett, Ms. Shin, LaMaya. It was just all fun. I had to type up that LaMaya interview for like 15 minutes.
I actually told my wife this. If there was a moment I was most proud of, it was actually that, because my wife was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah.
She was going to make a charcuterie board, you know, the fancy cheese and meat stuff.
I meant to ask about that.
She had some things come up, couldn't be there in time, whatever. Holt, you know, we just didn't want to press that situation. So I said, okay, we need to find another interview. And so we found LaMaya, and LaMaya Crutchfield, right? Is her last name?
Yes.
And you had to just kind of go research and find the information, right? She had been mentioned on Facebook before about what she was involved in, so we found that. You wrote your question. She came in. She was here on time. She did the interview. It was great. Actually got to see her a couple days later out at the Bryant Santa at the Park thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, she knew who I was, and I knew who she was, and I could say hi. And so that's that bridging the gap, you know, between our students and everybody. So really, honestly, Eli, you deserve a lot of credit for that. Of the whole 6 hours, that was the moment I was most proud of, that you were able to conduct that interview.
I was so nervous because I walked in expecting, because I was originally supposed to help with the gingerbread competition. And then we had a little meeting before, and I find out that I'm doing an interview. So I look at the Facebook article. The Facebook article is like 2 paragraphs long. So I take that, and I'm like, okay, so this, and then I somehow came up with enough questions to fill the time gap.
Yeah.
And that's what I was nervous about. I mean, Miss Shin I was nervous about, but for that one, I was like,
yeah, you did great. You really did good. Yep. Yep. I wish we would have done a live weather report on there too. That would have been awesome. We'll do that in the spring. Maybe I'll get my green screen squared away and we'll do a live weather report.
That'd be hopefully.
Have yeah. your bad weather joke of the day.
Oh, I'd have to have a few ready for that.
You get a list. Do what Mr. Westbrook did. Get the note cards. Oh.
Note cards. Yeah.
That was another funny moment. Throughout the entire live stream, we kept bringing up the dad jokes.
Yeah.
But the thing was, I want to call it the evolution of the dad joke, because
nobody really wanted them.
Nobody wanted them, but the funny thing was, we kept saying it on air and you kept doing something behind here.
I would bow,
you'd stand up and bow, you would hold up your note cards for them to see. And then
it helped, it kept it a little bit lighthearted there throughout. I was ready. I was letting y'all know I was ready. Yeah.
And then we ended up pushing it to the last hour.
Yeah. Nick's segment with the Guess the Logo turned out pretty well. That was a good little game.
Yeah,
they played.
I had to keep switching cameras because it would go through so fast.
Let's see. I guess Roman was directing during the football player interviews. That was pretty cool, seeing the four cameras up on the screen. That was a neat little thing we did.
Do you think that was probably one of the more difficult parts to do? The four camera segment thing?
So here's the thing. For Roman, it was very simple. It was pressing one button. Because we set that up under the mix effects, which I need to show y'all next semester. Setting it up ahead of time is a little difficult. But once you get it set up, it's just pressing some buttons. But that is what I liked about the whole live TV scenario, is that we actually had camera operators in the studio. You're taking direction from Matthew. Hey, you need to frame this up here, move this, you know. And so that took some work to get everything framed up the right way. Yeah.
That was one of the things I was nervous about, because it's like fitting so many people in it, but it turned out really good.
Yeah.
And then you said today that you might be having each segment uploaded to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, if I decide find time to do that, get the motivation.
Go through a 6-hour live stream to get certain clips.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get around to that or not. So I'm gonna put grades in.
The grades get in the way. So you said something about doing another live stream at the end of the year, kind of like a senior send-off. Is that something that you actually think we might be doing?
Yeah, so we need to kind of formulate the concept here. Would it be like the seniors are completely in charge of it and they play in their own segments?
That's what I figured. It'd be the seniors could either want to do on-air stuff or off-air stuff, and the juniors and the rest of them get to sit in the back while we do all of those.
So, Landon, maybe we find groups of three or something, and that way you've got maybe somebody who's behind the scenes who could direct your segment or whatever, something kind of like that.
Yeah, I think that would be really good, but like you can include... I would just say you could include like the juniors and sophomores.
Yeah.
But like the seniors would be more of like the forefront kind of deal.
Okay.
It just seems like a little end of the year type of thing.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. We should try to do that then, right before y'all leave, not graduate, because you actually leave before you graduate, I guess, right?
What do you mean? I'm going to be here next year. I'm still running this podcast. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you know, just a few months ago, this was an office space.
It was. We had to
where my refrigerator used to be, but now it's
microwave
out by my
too,
desk.
Christmas tree.
Yeah, and junk. A lot of junk in here. It actually looks really nice. I think we could probably paint the walls. We probably should have thought about that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You know, and then the studio is amazing, and now we've even got this basketball setup in Hornet Arena that looks awesome. I put a few pictures on Instagram of that.
New stuff coming out.
Man, it's awesome. Yeah.
I think everybody just needs to look forward to next year where we kind of have like a foundation to build on, because this is the first year we're doing something like this.
Yep.
So it's a little rocky, but it's kind of to be expected.
It's always going to be a little rocky when I'm in charge. People should figure that out. So I don't know everything. I'm not the greatest. So,
well, we thank you for coming here, because this class is awesome.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad y'all are here. I'm glad y'all are invested in it and enjoy it and constantly are figuring out ways to make it better.
So, well, I want to thank you all for listening to this podcast. It's been an honor to talk about the live stream that we did last week and to have you all on.
Sorry, I stole all your airtime on this episode, Landon.
Oh, it's just the norm. Don't worry about it.
What? Wait, way to call
Asher
us out.
Take
like
over. Asher take over. Doesn't let you talk.
Asher's a cool guy, and I like listening to what he's got to say.
Okay, that's a good response.
That's a good... He'll not have to fight you now. Oh, wait. Last question. Landon, you tried eggnog for the first time at the live event.
Oh, wow.
How was the eggnog? This is a past segment that we're bringing back.
Do you want like a detailed description or just like a very like simple statement?
Tell us how it tasted on your tongue.
That's a little
We need
odd.
The whole flavor, everything.
So when I drank it,
It tastes like banana pudding going down my throat in like a, almost in like a molasses kind of way. And it's like not the worst thing, but it makes me want to throw up right after.
Wow.
So I rated it a 10 out of 10, though. We'll drink again.
A 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, but that description
didn't sound like a 10 out of 10.
That sounded like torture to you, but 10 out of 10, we'll do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds like my college professor would write a 7-page review of my work and then go, here, you got an A. What? Anyway.
So this is the whole way to improve it. But, you know, you did a good job. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I've been Eli Hill, and with me, I've had...
I'm Mr. Westbrook.
And...
Landon Boyd.
And this has been What's Happening Hornets.